Blog Talk Radio.
AKA Bone. I want to read something real quick before we get started, and I pass it on to my brothers in arms. This is a quote from Malcolm X that I found while I was messing around on Facebook. If you form the habit of going by what you hear others say about someone, or going by what others think about someone, instead of searching that thing out for yourself and seeing for yourself, you'll be walking west when you think you're going east, and you'll be walking east when you think you're going west. This generation has a burden, more so than any other time in history. The most important thing we can learn to do today is think for ourselves. And like I said, that's a quote from Malcolm X. I'm going to just open it up and pass it on to my brother, co-host to the right, Corey Washington. What's up, brother? What you think about that?
Good evening. Sum it all up. He said what he said. Find out for yourself. Think for yourself. Be for yourself. Do for yourself. Hear for yourself. Learn for yourself. Believe half of what you hear and even less of what you see. Pass this thing on.
Good evening. It's your co-host, Derek Randall, Dad, as affectionately called by some close friend. Malcolm X hit it on the head. I mean, if you're going east and think you're going west, and going west and think you're going east, you ain't going nowhere.
Wow. Lost.
Lost.
In the wilderness.
Yeah. You ain't going nowhere. I mean, just a bunch of work you're doing to do to get nowhere, yeah. Basically, you know. And if you think for yourself, you at least you're going in one single direction, you know. A little guidance won't be bad, and that guidance, of course, will come from the undisputed, undefeated, no recipe to be beat, okay? And, yeah, of course, that's our main man, God. We just start off the show today. We just want to thank you for listening. Callers, we welcome you to call in. We are going to do a little small talk to open up a little bit. Right off the bat, I want to let you know we want to apologize for last week's show. It didn't come out as well as we would want, and we don't want to give you anything that's less than our best. We refuse to do that. So we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it better, and we're going to continue to get better because that's what it's all about. With that being out the way, I'm going to move on and say, hey, let's do this, boys. Let's do this. This is what we do. This Thoughts of a Brother. We're going to give it to you real straight. It's our opinion. We want to hear your opinion. We're open to them. And as always, let's enjoy ourselves. Good dialogue is good for the soul. Let's go, boys. Y'all want to move into that first topic, or we're going
to... Yeah, let's dive right in.
All right, let's go, man. Right. Our first topic, boom, you got it. First topic
of our today's show is religious boundaries. And the quote that I read from Malcolm X kind of is the opening to me trying to get my point across here. All right. When it comes to religion and the battle between tradition and just inherent good, all right? You know, like Malcolm X said, you know, instead of listening to what other people tell you is right or wrong, search for yourself. And a lot of times that search starts inside, all right? So you want to, you know, inherently, we're all inherently good. Most of us, all right, there are those random evil people in the world, but for the most part, people are inherently good, and that's come from God, that's naturally just in us. So, my homeboy been waiting for me to get deep like this, and I've been battling, I've been fighting trying to get deep like this, but, you know, some things happened over the past week or so that I just have pushed me in this direction to want to talk about this. I personally feel that a lot of the tradition that goes along with religion can sometimes hinder us or maybe put us in a box to where we can't really find all our true potential. All right. Now, first of all, I want to put out there to people that while I do feel like I am a spiritual person, I have a personal relationship with God, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. No, I want to put that out there first. There are a lot of things involved in religion that I don't necessarily fall in line with. And I understand, I know I got family and friends listening to this. They ain't never heard me talk like this before.
Hey, this is what it's about.
I may ruffle a few feathers, but, okay. You know, okay. They love me. I know they love me, so they're going to just hear me out. All right.
You might open a few eyes.
Yeah. You know, that's the goal. If nothing else, I'll feel better with my soul. So anyway, you know, we've had conversations before about, you know, when our fourth member that's not necessarily here but should be here. You know, has been here before. We've got into heated debates and we've talked about tithes. We've talked about being a member of the church and, you know, how can you be a man of God if you're not a part of a church or you don't pay your tithes. I don't necessarily feel like that is necessary. I believe that religion is a vessel. It's a vessel to spirituality. That's what religion is supposed to be, whether it's Christianity, whether you're Christian or Baptist, whether you're Muslim, or we all are in search of the same thing, that spirituality, right? A relationship with the higher being. That's what religion is all about, all right? So if I feel like I'm on a path of getting to that point without going to a church, without being, you know, consistent with my visits to a church, I'll say. I go to church on rare occasions. Without necessarily paying tithes from being a member of a church, does that make me less of a man of God? I guess my question is to you guys, what is your opinion as far as what makes a man of God and what doesn't?
See, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. You've been waiting on this conversation. It's here. There it is. It's happening.
Bubbling on the inside because I want to do this, but I'm going to let you go first. I want you to
okay.
go first.
I take that on. I'll let you sit back and let it marinate so it can be real good when the steak come off the grill. Check this out, man. Bone, I totally agree with what you're saying. And I agree from a point that I believe if I'm okay with God, it really doesn't matter what you got to say, what you got going on, what you doing. I know where I'm at. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. And I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for you. So respect that, as we say, religious boundaries. Respect my boundaries. I'm good where I'm at, and I'm allowing you to be good where you're at. Now, don't think I ain't going to talk about where I'm at. Or I'm going to mention God every now and then. You know what I'm saying? But I'm open to you mentioning Allah. If that's the religion you choose, I'm fine with that. Because I know you are good. And I think that's what it all comes down to. And once you set that kind of boundary, but to set those kind of boundaries, you have to be open to what I'm saying as well as I'm as much as I'm open to what you're saying. And that's where you don't find boundaries. Because I may have a boundary. And the person I'm dealing with or the person I'm having a conversation with may not have that boundary. You know what I mean?
Or their boundaries may be even more confined or more constricted than your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's totally true. So constricted that they can't see where I'm coming from.
Right.
Yeah.
See, and I'm going to let you marinate a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because, I think about, and this is just, maybe I don't want to speak for anybody else, speak for myself. Sometimes. People of the church can be a little judgmental.
Yeah.
Okay. People of the church can be a lot judgmental.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one group of people that should not be judging you are the main ones judging you. And like verbally, like out in the open, they're not hiding.
And they come out with their cape and they cape to say, I'm a Christian.
Right.
So I can tell this, I can say this to you, not to cut you off, but I just have to get that in there. They're coming through with that cape on, they cape saying, I'm a Christian, so I can tell you what to do. You know what I'm saying? Which, okay, I understand where you're coming from. But like you told me before, T, stop telling me what to do and maybe tell me how to do it or tell me more what we need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't focus so much on chastising me. I'd rather you in power.
I think his words were, don't tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do to get better.
Better. There it is.
I love this.
Yeah. This is your conversation. This is
your conversation.
You just marinating on it, though.
We don't know what to do.
We're trying to keep it moving. We're waiting on you.
I feel like this. We all know how I feel. But I'm going to put it out there. God be with me.
He with you now. Now that much I know.
The first thing I feel like is misconstrued is confusing or mistaken religion or being religious for spirituality
mm-hmm.
or being spiritual. What I mean, like you said, religion is a bunch of traditions. It's a bunch of rules, it's a bunch of regulations. There's a certain way that I'm supposed to act. There are certain things that I should do when I get to church. There's a certain way I gotta go to church. You know what I mean? I can't
mm-hmm.
just, now the Bible says that God is love. He loves everybody. He's not a respecter of persons, all of that. So how is it that a person who does not fit the outline, I should say, the outline of what the typical Christian should be can't be considered Christian. Okay. Let me go this way. You said in your beginning, you felt like as long as you have a relationship with God, I'm going to go a little deeper than that. Because as Derek said, like, you know, there you could talk about Allah, you could talk about the Catholics, they do Mary, I think. You got people who do Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
You got people who do whatever, whoever your God may be. The purpose of Christianity, to my understanding, is knowing and having a relationship, accepting Jesus Christ. If you do that, if you get to that point where you understand that Jesus is who they said he is, who he says he is, he did what he said he did, and you understand that that's the only way you can get to God is to go through Jesus, and you're willing to do that, I don't see how another person can tell you anything that offsets your belief.
But it happens, though.
It happens. So when that happens, I sit back and look at, like, okay, am I wrong or are you wrong? Because the book says what it says. It don't say I got to present myself a certain way. Like, Old Testament, New Testament. I'm not a Bible scholar. I don't read the Bible half as much as I should. But I know what I believe, and I believe according to my understanding. All these people in the Bible before Jesus, like, you couldn't even say God. You couldn't even look up. You had to go through priests to get to God.
Right.
To try to go to God yourself, you died because you're not worthy. You're too holy. You can't. Okay, so I'm tired of my people dying. I'm going to send that ultimate sacrifice, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one death, this one last death, is to kind of keep people, or that's why it's called the ultimate sacrifice, because after that happens, now I can go freely. I can go openly, and I ain't got to work. He did all of that. People, and this comes back from last week or 2 weeks ago, people try to push their understanding off on other people, and that's where the problem happens.
Right.
If that's your understanding, then you live according to your understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Let me live according to my understanding, and if I'm wrong, I'll be corrected. If I'm genuinely trying to understand from a right place, my correction will come. But will you accept your correction if you find out you're wrong? Just because you've been living this, quote-unquote, living this life for a long time don't mean that you got it right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, today is different, man. We not. The reason why I don't go to church like I may even want to is because I feel like church now is not focused on teaching me how to fight this battle that I'm fighting daily in the world that I live in today. You're still stuck on how you taught my grandma and my grandmama. That don't work today because we faced with, like, we see evil daily and it's in our face. So why are you still talking about tithing and offering? You're still talking about, like, God is not, to me, the purpose of God is not to gain things. It's not
I'm gonna say it for you. I'm gonna say it for you, homeboy. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm gonna say it for you. God don't need my money.
No.
God don't need my money.
No. Let's go back. Remember what that was? I was telling y'all about in the Bible when I seen that when the Romans came to Jesus when he was with the disciples, and I guess it was in the midst of like a forum in the middle of the town, and he was amongst all the taxes or whatever, collecting taxes, and the Romans decided to put Jesus on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So he came up to him and he threw him a coin. And he said, So do you think the people should give Caesar, should give this money to Caesar? And then Jesus asked the Roman, he said to him, he said, whose face is on that coin? And he said, Caesar. He said, well, give Caesar what is his forgive your father what is his also. And in that point, you know what I'm saying? When you understand that, and when you're in that point, it's exactly what y'all are saying. At the end of the day, God don't want man money.
He don't.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, it
He wants your favor.
It helps the church when the church is running the right way. A lot of it now is to the point on what you're saying, Corey. I'm not so certain that what taught grandma won't work for me. It's more now that you're not really teaching me what you taught grandma. Because grandma was able to believe in it because it was the way you said it. It wasn't so much me telling you what you're doing wrong. It was me more telling you how to do right to get there. Now the church has kind of got away from that. And you see a lot of churches where it's a lot of, I'm not speaking for all churches, but there are some churches out there where you see a lot of chastisement where the pastors, they basically feel as if they're being chastised when they come to church. You can't do this. You can't do that. It's not no more, let's go pray. Let's have our prayer meeting on Thursday night. Let's have Bible study on Monday night. We're just coming as a group of people that love the Lord and fellowship. You know what I'm saying?
When I talk about church today and not tying it today, what I'm saying is this. When you teach the message, of Jesus Christ, and this, again, is from my understanding, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure I'll be corrected. But according to my understanding, don't teach about what he will do for me. Remind me that he's already done it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not fighting for victory.
I'm already winning.
It's already been won. We're talking about undisputed. He can't lose.
Yeah.
Remind people of that, you know, you go through it, but it's already been fought for you. Focus on the right thing, and the rest of that don't matter. But see, if you keep me in a place to where I'm waiting on something, then it kind of feels like I got to do something in order to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that do something is coming to church and being faithful in my tithe or whatever that something is.
That's a good point.
No, I don't have to do anything but believe that it's already been done. Teach me that.
That's a good
point. Then I could pass that on to somebody else. You know what? I can't lose. Yeah. Not if I believe in this person that I say I believe in, I can't lose.
That's a good point. And I'm going to tell you why that's a good point. Because when you think you got something to do, you're going to try to do it. And I always say I. When I say I'm going to do it. And when you realize, no, God has already done it for me.
It's already been done.
You ain't got nothing to do. It's easy.
Let
and
me
that's
go
a
tell
point.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
How they ain't even got to fight.
Yeah.
How they fight.
Let
that's
me
what this is
see.
About.
Yeah.
To me. So, yeah, when I go to church, when I get to the point where I go to church, I want to be, again, and we said this at the end of a show a couple of weeks ago, and I think it got cut off, but. Church, I think today should be about people who come together knowing who he is, what he has already done, and who can spread that message to people who might not understand it. If you've been going to church for X amount of years and living as a quote-unquote Christian, child of God, all this and all that, why are you coming to this place looking to receive a message about looking to get something instead of giving something? I'm going to just give it that way. If we have more people who are willing to give, then we can receive those people who come off the street and don't know. Like, all I know is I've been hearing all the time that I need to go to church. There's something in church waiting for me. But when I get there, all I get is people who are looking at me like I don't belong here.
Right. Judging me.
So where am I going to go now?
Right. I'm going to go back to where I was.
I was better off over there.
Exactly. I'm going to go right back now.
So now when you come to me talking about your Jesus and your church, man, I don't want to hear that because I get more love from this side than I get when I go over there where y'all telling me I need to be. Oh, I need to come, but I need to come the way you want me to come.
Yeah.
I don't know how to come the way you come. That's why I ain't been here.
Somebody told me all I got to do is come. Come as I am. That's what somebody else told me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get here, but that's not how I feel.
That ain't how it is.
But you know, and I want to say this before we move on to our next point. I want to say this before I move on to our next point, that all churches are not like that.
Yes.
There are some very good churches out there that would accept you for who you are, love you for who you are, and give you everything that you're not receiving out there in the world.
I agree. Now, I'm going to say this, and this ain't no disclaimer. Religion. Religion has led us to a place where people feel like or believe wholeheartedly that they can get up in front of a congregation of people. And just because they speak something that is in the Bible, feel justified in what they're doing, even though they know deep down in themselves, they ain't really got it. It's a lot of people playing church, and that time is coming to an end. Like, this thing is getting real. For us to be sitting here talking about this right now.
Us. Knowing each other.
Us.
Yeah. Where we've been.
This thing is
where
real.
We've come to. For us to be sitting here having a conversation like this. Now, y'all boys know me. Y'all know Billy Boston. Y'all know BJ. Y'all know Bone. Y'all know all of me. 15 years ago. Do you feel like I would have been sitting here having a conversation?
I wouldn't
believe
3 years ago I would have had this conversation.
I wouldn't have brought it up. Because I would have known you rejected the notion of it. So I wouldn't even brought it up.
You know, and that shows growth in people, and that shows that people have that ability. You know what I'm saying? But somebody quoted on Facebook. I know exactly who somebody. I would say it was my sister. So if it wasn't for the dirt that I've been through, don't mind my dirt from my past, because I needed that dirt in order to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We knew this was going to happen when we went here. The engineer keep pointing at the board, let's move on. It's hard for us to move on. We've been avoiding this conversation for a minute.
And I told y'all when we got on it, it wasn't going to just be
no
15 minutes.
That's all right. We know that.
If you read the Bible, I don't read the Bible like most, you know, and I'm not saying that as though I'm boasting not reading the Bible. I know I should read it more. But I also know when reading it more and understanding more, that's a whole lot more accountability that I haven't accepted. But moving on from that, the stories that I do know about the Bible, the parables as they call them, most, if not every man that was used in the Bible as an example, had a dirty past. He came from something unusable.
Listen, I'm going to let you go ahead, but I got to jump in there because I always say God took on projects. He took on projects. He took what would stand out to be shown. He took on the most difficult task to show you John, Abraham, Joseph,
Peter,
David, all of them, everybody. Man, I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through. I'm telling you. That's the truth, man. That's the truth. Go ahead, T. I'm sorry I had to interject.
No, what I'm saying is this, though. You can read the story. People read the story and see where these people came from and see how God stepped in and changed lives.
Yeah.
With just a touch or a word or a direction or whatever. And even after changing them, I give you a different name. I don't even want people to call you the same name no more.
You change the name.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see that, but yet when it's put in your face, when you have somebody who you know come from a past that ain't the cleanest, your immediate reaction is to what you doing.
Mm-hmm. You turn them away.
Yeah.
This ain't.
You shut them away.
We don't do that over here.
Or if they change, the first thing you holler, they fake.
Yeah.
Dang,
right. Real. Man, Job was sick so long, flesh fell from his bones.
Man, look.
And dang, man.
That story, when the Bible says that God is, or Jesus is coming back with us, coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. You can't tell me that he's coming back for a building full of perfect people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that, because then none of us ever going to be perfect. How I take that, he's coming back for people who believe without doubt. Regardless of what other people say about it, regardless of what other people try to make me believe, regardless of what they said I couldn't do, I know what you said, and I trust in what you said, and whatever happens, so be it. That's what I'm coming back for.
Yeah.
all these people who sitting around and thinking that, you know, I'm put on this show.
Yeah.
You dirty too, man.
Yeah.
All of us that walk this, and I'm just saying, like, all of us that walk this earth is dirty.
Yeah.
Period. So who is anybody to say what another person can't be or can't do or ain't or this or, man, we need to cut all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't go back to elementary school, you can't say nothing good. Keep my clothes.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Well,
let me do my thing, you do your thing, and we'll see where we end up.
Okay. Well, Dad, you had something else? You
want to say? Hey, listen. As always, you know that's my type of conversation, man. The only thing I'm going to add to it is, man, we just have to open our minds. We have to open our minds and let everybody understand for themselves and in letting them understand for themselves, see what we can pick up from them. And if we interchange that, man, whew. As long as God is the foundation, you good. You good. You good. Everything else will take care of itself. Because like T said earlier, hey, don't worry about telling me how to change something. Because I don't need to change. I'm already winning. Undisputed, undefeated, no recipe to be beat. Boom, that's it. We can move on to the next topic.
All right.
We can move on to the next
all right,
topic. All right, man. All right, all
right.
Drop the mic.
Yeah, sex and chocolate.
Man, all right, oh, there you go, sex and chocolate. Lead us right into our next topic.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. We're going to go into music next. You know, we had a conversation about a week ago, or long, I can't remember. And I asked the question of, you know, what happened to the conscious rapper? You know, when I say conscious rapper, I mean, anybody that's a fan of music understands that there's different. Although rap, hip-hop is its own genre, within that, there are different types of rap and hip-hop. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have your lyrical rap. You have your booty shake, as some most people call it. Your party music, and then you have your conscious rappers, all right? Conscious rappers are those that try to uplift the masses, you know, not just talking about they 30s nowadays, 36s, and all that type of stuff like that, and how much money they got and how many stacks they spend in the strip club or wherever they spend it at. You know, you have those type of rappers, but conscious rappers are those that try to uplift. You know, give nuggets, as I call them, lessons within the music and a message within the music. What has happened to that? Not saying that those rappers are completely gone. We still have our comments.
You got
Andre 3000, who falls into he can fall into a lyrical as well as a conscious rapper. You know, you got your most deaths.
Yeah.
You know, people like that are conscious rappers, but the influx of new rappers within the game today, not one of them that I'm thinking of, that I can think of, can fall into that category of a conscious rapper. Everything nowadays is mollies and gold and
I got this.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's materialistic.
Yeah.
You know, what you got, what I got, what you ain't got, you know, how I got it. How you can't have it. You know, that's what we pretty much get today. And, you know, I wanted to pose a question to the panel. You know, what has happened to conscious rappers? You know, am I missing anybody? Is there anybody new to the game? Maybe I left one out. Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah.
I could throw him in. You know, he's in that direction, but I think he done went a little to the left.
I'll put J. Cole over there.
J. Cole, okay. Oh, you know. I'm all right with J. Cole. I can't say I'm a fan, but I'm all right. I ain't really listening to him.
To answer your question, like, what happened to him is we don't support that.
Hmm.
Not enough of us support that. Like, we don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear you talking about me thinking more and me doing things for myself and me opening my eyes. Don't tell me about, and we just said it, don't tell me about how I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And if a conscious rapper get up and he's talking the truth, a lot of what he says is going to be how we've been misguided, how society has changed, the game has changed. People don't want to hear that because I'm comfortable where I'm at. It don't require much. It don't require much thought. It don't require much effort. It don't require no accountability. It don't require no responsibility. It's just a beat. It's just words over a beat.
That's all you need nowadays is a good beat.
Here's the thing, though. It's more than just a beat. Because believe it or not, I don't care who you are, when your music is heard, people are listening. And there's somebody that's listening that's not, that doesn't have that, I don't even want to say a strong mind, but they're easily influenced. And an easily influenceable person can still be a person of strong, they could have strong leadership qualities.
Influence, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I'm easily, I can be easily influenced, but yet have big influence.
Mm-hmm.
That person listens to one of them money car, sex, whatever raps, and like, okay, this is what it's about. So everybody that they can influence, they influence, and everybody that that person can influence, and it's just a chain. It's just a, at the end of the day, it comes down to what are we going to support? If we don't like it, then we have to stop supporting it. And when I say supporting it, don't ride around playing.
Let me say something. Sorry, I am going to cut you off.
Go ahead.
No. I'm a fan of music. And a lot of the same people that I'm sitting here throwing under the bus, I listen to. You know, and don't call me a hypocrite because of that.
I didn't.
You know, I'm not saying you are. I'm talking to the world.
Okay?
I ain't say you did. You know, I'm talking to the world. Don't call me a hypocrite for that. No, just to understand that I am a fan of music, and I listen to anything. You know, before I would say I listen just about anything but country. But I'm down to the point where I listen to country music now. You know, go through my playlist on my phone. You're going to see country music. You're going to see gospel. You're going to see reggae. You're going to see rap. You're going to see Young Thug. You're going to see my homeboy Boosie that they let out. I don't understand that, but that's hold on. We get into that.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, hold on. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Boosie and Webby and all these Rich Homie Quans, you know, all of them. I listen to all of that. But at the same time, you know, I want to be able to switch it up and hear that conscious rap. Hear somebody telling me, you know, that there's more to life than that. There's more than life than cars and clothes and partying all the time. There's more to life than that, and you got to aim towards that.
Let me ask you a question, and anybody can ask. Have you ever been in a certain mood? And I'm not going to say what the mood is. It could have been just chill.
Mm-hmm.
And a certain song come on the radio, and it changed your whole mood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what music does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that. That's the reason why those types, and I hate to say it this way because I don't want to sound like, I guess what I'm saying. At the end of the day, if you know that music influences your mood, and another way to say that, as our fourth calls would say, by scary movies, the getting your spirit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it does. That's what it could get in your spirit. That's what happened.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, if I'm listening to whoever, just throw somebody out there, whatever they're talking about, I'm gonna start thinking about it. And when I start thinking about it, then I start feeling like it. If all I'm hearing is money, sex, cars, clothes, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
I'm going to find myself focusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I intentionally do it or not, I'm going to find myself that's going to be the forefront of my thought process. Whereas if somebody is talking about uplifting stuff and changing your thought process and how we can change the world and what to keep your eyes open for and this, that, and the third, that's what I'm going to be on.
Yeah.
So now, having said that, we got to look bigger than ourselves and know that this machine is run by a certain group of people.
Right.
I don't want you to think. I don't want you to think about, I don't want you to open your eyes to anything other than what I tell you.
Right.
I don't want you to be at a point where you decipher for yourself. No, I just want you to eat what I feed you.
I'm feeding you. You
I'm
be
feeding you what I want you. I'm trying to keep you
car.
In this box.
Right.
And unfortunately, some of our artists aren't smart enough to realize that, and some of the people listening aren't smart enough to realize that. Now, if you're a strong enough person to where you can listen to that, knowing that this is what they want me to do, but yeah, I like this. You know what I mean? This was a catchy hook. That's something totally different. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, but the hook is catchy.
That's catchy, though.
It's catchy.
It's catchy.
The song is talking about absolutely nothing.
I have no idea what they're talking about. To this day, I don't know what Hannah Montana means, but I like it.
I don't know what Amelie.
I don't know. But it got a nice hook. Catchy.
It is what it is. We just have to be, again, you started out the show with a quote from
Malcolm X. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brought you back to the same point. You can't control what you run into.
Mm-mm.
You can't control what other people do. You can't control. I can't control what they put on TV. I can't control what comes through the radio. I can't control what's on the internet. All I can control is my reaction to it.
Yeah.
My thought process. My thought pattern. If I'm not willing to think outside of what I hear or see, then they win. That's just how I feel about it.
Who was that? I knew I was going to do it. We ain't going to go in the day.
We ain't going to go in the day. I made up my mind the day, the first time I put this microphone in front of me. I ain't going to be scared to talk about nothing.
No,
and
no.
Whatever comes from it, but I'm only going to tell you, I'm not going to make up nothing. I'm going to tell you how I really feel. And whatever you take from that is what you take from that. You could say that dude is totally off his rock. Well, you thought that anyway, so all I'm doing is confirming that for you. But then you could turn around and say, you know what, you got a good point. I might not totally agree, but it's something to think about. Well, then I did my job.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, y'all want to leave day alone? Because we can leave day alone. What you got to say about me?
Hey, I'm
interested, you know, for Homeboy put together something special for us.
Listen, man.
You know, and I'm looking forward to hearing it.
This is where I'm coming from with it. You know, for me to explain my standpoint on conscious and unconscious, I really have to give you my understanding. So, this is something I put together. Check it out, man. My first love. My interest came with no sudden impact. I came ran through like Parliament's flashlight. Weekly adventures were spent with Mommy and Sugarfoot. Sadness was spent with Mommy cleaning the house to the sounds of Jackson 5. As an infant, something about the groove moved me. I could feel it from within. Do you feel me? Aw, shucks. Engineer, take us back.
Shake your body now to the ground. Let's dance. Let's shout. Shake your body now to the ground.
The year was 1978. Teddy Pendergrass was closing the door while Millie Jackson crooned about being back in love by Monday. Yep, the tone was set. Sheik was screaming La Freak for all the Club 54 elite while Chaka Khan empowered everyone. My time in the 70s would be short, like disco, yet the name still resonates with me today. I crawled into the 80s with my eyes wide open. Prince and the Revolution were sharing with the world the reasoning for Doves crying in Purple Rain. I did not particularly understand, but I often felt like Rockwell. You know, I always feel like somebody's watching me. I get no privacy. In 1987, or it could be 1988, I always feel, my auntie brought me Michael Jackson's Bad Cassette. I can remember playing Dirty Diana and hoping my auntie was nothing like the lady Mike referenced to in the song. Shoot. I didn't know any better. My auntie was affectionately called Cookie, but her government name was Diane. I know Diane and Diana is not the same, but for a 9-year-old, it was close enough. Besides, I told you I called her Auntie Cookie. Oh, yeah. I have to tell you about the time I was listening to the same cassette in Sugarfoot's record player / cassette player. You know, the old school hookup, the one where you could play the 45 vinyls. With the two speakers on the side and the cassette player on the left corner. Well, anyway, I was listening to The Way You Make Me Feel, and I tried to reenact Mike's performance in the video. I jumped on the couch like it was the car in the video. Needless to say, I had a sore head, and Mama made sure my behind was, too. Fast forward to the 90s. Yes, sir. I'm in there now. I will never forget the day Cora said, check this out. Dude sound just like Aaron Hall, but better. I had the radio with the TV. We were at the schoolhouse on the picnic table. I popped the cassette in, and this is what I heard.
cause I wanna get it on. Oh, put your arms around me, baby. Oh yeah,
arms around
and
me.
Let's ride a full ride. I'm gonna.
In retrospect, I'm not sure if I ever look back. Cliche made, but I was born into the 90s. I rode the wave of aura for the rest of the decade and still presently today. I did not forget about Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, Al Green, or Grandmaster Flash. Nope, I learned to appreciate them more once I matured. Listen to Luther today, understanding why loving a woman with the same passion I hear dripping from his voice and is much different from expressing love in a note, which contained a simple question, which required the receiver to check yes or no. Al, or should I say, I don't want no grits for my breakfast green, expressing his understanding of the calm feeling of raindrops hitting his window pane makes a lot of sense today, being that I have experienced love in many ways. Today, I feel Al's emotion. In the midst of the rain, love will remain. Hearing Inner City Blues 30, almost 40 years later, and realizing Marvin was not out of touch with time. Nope, he was beyond his time. He struggled with himself. Hell, we all do. Yet he was conscious enough to plead with the world. Don't believe me? Listen.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and tears here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on?
Come on, let's be honest. Peace to Eric Sermon. Marvin said it best.
Just like music.
I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray,
just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there is not my concern. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
I'll go crazy, yeah. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone, like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me, I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
My woman got me in the air saying sweet nothing. Make love come out the mouth, no frontin', like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language. It be the light to open up, this is it, what the fuck?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly all night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Godfather rap. You know, don't push me. I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Hey. Yeah, that's them. I was 25 years old before I realized the song was called The Message for a reason. And though I realized it then, I would not decipher the importance of that message until I was the ripe age of 30. Mace, featuring Frank Rivera, the often forgotten prodigal son, who can always come home and soothe souls from a place of joy and pain. I sung, whoa, oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about, for years, but would not have been able to tell you the name of the song. By the way, engineer, give me a little bit of that.
You made me happy.
2014. I cannot find time to listen to the sounds of present-day radio. As you can see, I'm still groomed to the sounds that shape me. Subsequently, the question becomes, are we conscious of the sounds shaping our kids today? Or are we allowing it to shape us as well? Perspective, and I say, okay, I understand rap has went into another stream. I even understand R&B has went into another stream. I'm still on this stream I just told you about. That experience I just took you through, it's still up. And if I can't find it in the new era, I'm gonna do just like I did for you. I'm going back there. Hey man, you give me some Mace and Frankie Beverly any day of the week, man. We Are One, The Morning After. A lot of people don't know nothing about that one. That's the jam. Joy and Pain. I'm an Isley Brother man, too. Hey, I like old school music, man. I like R&B. I'm more R&B. Hey, don't get me wrong. I listen to pop. I listen to Biggie. I listen to Drake 3000. I even like Drake. Drake be on some good stuff sometimes, you know. I mean, J. Cole, as you mentioned earlier. I get into a lot. But I'm not so much into the real hardcore, but some of them beats, because like, what's your boy name? Bone, your boy. Not Trinidad James, even though that dude, that beat is jamming that. But with the dress, long, tall, dread.
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz. I can't think of 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
I can't think of 2 Chainz. I'm different. That beat be jamming, man. That beat be jamming.
2 Chainz.
So, I mean.
4 bracelets.
And that's how I understand what Corey was saying earlier, like when he was saying, like, you know, you get caught up in the beat. You ain't really listen to the music. And we even realize this today, listening to, like, Outkast now. We understand more what we was, when we was listening back then. We was just listening to the beat, really. Consciously, not listening to Liberation. Man, it'll take you somewhere totally different now. It'll take you somewhere totally different. Hearing CeeLo say, when you step outside, you're on stage, so I might as well give them something to talk about. I repeated that 100 times in 96, 97.
Yeah.
Didn't even know what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But now I understand it. And that's for me, that's conscious. That's my conscious side of music. Hey, my first love is music. A lot of people probably thought it was basketball, but my first love is music. And I didn't realize it until I got older, because now music takes me places, man. Music soothes the soul, as Marvin said. It really does. It soothes the soul.
And it's not just you, man. And I'm give props to that. That was real nice.
Appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate that. Definitely.
You started a war. I just want you to know that. So it's going to come back around. We're going to all get a chance to do that. But
that's what it's about, man. That's
music, man. About. Music. Like you just said, man. Music is all good. Music stirs the soul. It shapes your mood. It can clear your mind, or it can add confusion. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's something spiritual about me.
Yeah.
Right.
It's no coincidence that, and I'm not trying to go far left, but it's no coincidence that the slaves was in the cotton fields and they would sing a tune, a spiritual tune. You can take to that you can take it to that cognition, but the truth of the matter is they were saying. It was something in their soul that got them through that day of picking cotton. To this day, if I say a song, it can take you right back to where you were, when you heard it, what you was doing. And it might not be what you was when it first came out. You might have just heard the song 10 years later. But at that point, you know what you was doing.
That was the first time you actually heard the song.
Just like I took y'all back to the picnic table at the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
I never forget that, man. My boy said, yeah, man, do something just like I am home for battle. At that time, God was the man, man.
Right.
God,
I am home. But I'm saying, like, how can we recognize music like that at that age?
Soul. It's in your soul, man. It's in your soul. We didn't even know what we were saying. He was talking about slow dancing.
Yeah.
Putting a nickel on the needle. We didn't even have no vinyl. Mm-hmm. But the song took us there. I mean, that's what's up, man. That's music for me, man. Music just, it's my medicine, I guess. You can say, you know what I mean? In some aspects, it's that medicine. When I'm going through something, just like you said, you could be driving down the road and a song come on, you be mad. You go sing that song, you forget about it.
I have songs. I have a certain set of songs that I know will put me in a certain mood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I want to be in whatever mood,
you play that song.
I play that song. I know the words to the song. I know the beat. I know all of that. And I've heard the song that many times that I know before I play the song what mood it's going to put me in, but somehow it does it every time. You know what I mean? It's something powerful behind that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because our topic was what happened to conscious, say music, not even rap. Because some of this R&B stuff, like if you listen to it, man, it's way off from what R&B should be about. There's a mission, man. There's a motive. There's a reason why we can't find what we're looking for in music no more, man. And I mean,
thank God, music is timeless.
Yeah.
There you go.
True.
You go.
Really. True.
So it brought me back to my initial point. No, now that we, well, we already knew that there was a problem. Because it's kids who don't know what you just played. Kids who don't understand the importance of music. When they listen to what's being played, thinking that's all that there is to listen to,
right?
You have a major problem.
Let me tell you my issue. One of my issues. When I can turn on the radio, there was a time when what you hear on the radio, you know, you could almost say it was the watered down version.
Of
the actual song.
Yeah,
you know, edited versions and stuff like that.
Man, we called it the radio version.
Right.
Ain't no radio version no more.
When I can listen to the radio and hear a song talk about pull your panties to the side.
Like it's nothing.
On the radio. My kids in the back seat. Listen, I'm thinking, okay, well, I can't play the music.
I
want to
play.
So
I love this because
it's full of profanity. Yeah. So let's put it on the radio, you know, so we can listen to just the radio versions of these songs. That's the radio version. Then what is the dirty version? Then is the radio version is let me pull your panties to the side. I don't want my daughter to hear that.
Yeah, panties. Is that a song?
I know 3 and 4 year old kids personally
that can sing that verbatim.
They can recite songs that come on the radio, but can't recite the ABC song.
Yeah. No,
both of them sing the
man.
You know what it comes up? What they're hearing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If
you hit it every time,
if that song on the radio is made to be more important than the ABC song, then of course they're going to know that more than they know the ABC song.
So it goes back to what we support, what we play. If we know that this is not, now, granted, I mean, it's kind of like a catch 22 because you did that. You knew going into it, like you just say, okay, what I might want to play right now ain't good for my kids to hear. So I'm going to turn on the radio, unbeknownst to you, that when you turn on the radio, you're going to hear something pretty similar to what I would have played if I did.
Yeah.
I could have just played my music.
Right.
So do we not turn on the radio?
I still turn it on. I find a different station.
I'm going to tell you what my wife did, which was genius. I got to give her props for that. We got Siri radio, right? So we got the Disney Channel. When the kids in the car, my car, the truck, and her car, scrape the Disney Channel. So now, hey, I can tell you Justin Bieber songs. I can tell you the songs start up to, you know, the Nickelodeon show, the Disney show. Because what happened was, instead of them listening to what I listen to, I listen to what they should be listening to.
Man, look. It's extreme. I know when I say it. So I'm going to say it. If you got 4 and 5 and 6 year olds listening to Justin Bieber and his song is Baby, 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 You My Baby, Baby. And I don't know. I never really listened to the actual song. I just know the hook or the chorus or whatever part of the song it is. Is that okay? I don't want you talking about your baby, baby, baby at 5, 6, 7 years old. You ain't got no baby. I'm your baby.
You know what? I'm torn because I'm going to tell you why. And if our fourth co-host was here, and I guess we keep bringing him up today, but if he was here, he'd tell you this too. The first time we heard Marvin Sees.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I've never been listening to that, though.
But it was being played. What was that? Our parents played it. But I think back then, and this is not the two. To soften this, but I think back then I'll give anybody a buy. This is to say, like, you kind of knew what you could do and you couldn't do. Music didn't form you to do what you. We heard Candy Looker. We might have bobbed our head, but I bet you we didn't repeat the words in the car.
Hmm.
I don't think we really knew
what we were. Not that too. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, it was more. That definitely too. But at the end of the day, I'm saying, like, it was more like that. If the structure was there, like, our parents, we knew what we could and couldn't do. Not saying that it should be acceptable to listen to that kind of music, but I'm just saying, you know, to throw that out. Because I can't sit here and say I didn't hear things that probably I wouldn't necessarily play now with my kids. You know what I'm saying? But back then, it was a little different. But then music was more conscious, too, because even Kendrick Lamar maybe saying what it was saying, it was a conscious song. And for grown people, what he was talking about, for adults, I guess it was okay for them to listen to. And, you know, and it's not a boundary again. Here go boundaries again. And that's where boundaries should be set. And I think the same thing with music. And I think that's what you're saying, T. Like, basically, I don't know if I'm comfortable with it. So since I'm not comfortable with it, my boundary is here. Whatever you do, that's your boundary. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. Hey, I'm cool with that. You cool with it, I'm cool. Let me let you know right now. When they with me.
Right.
They ain't how it's going down. So if I ain't playing it, I don't want to hear them singing it either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, buddy, you don't need him but a little bit in him.
Since you mentioned buddy, we started this conversation, I was talking about religious boundaries, but I'm going to try to tie this in a little bit. Buddy was he was in charge of music on the right side. He had a name of what was his name?
Lucifer.
It was Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer.
Now, I'm not preaching to nobody, I ain't had no Bible study, none of that, but I'm just stating facts as they were told to me as I understand them. When this guy was sent to the other side, did we expect his specialty to change?
No.
Okay.
You shouldn't.
So now, just because I'm not on that side no more don't mean that I don't know how to do what I do. I was put in charge of praise and worship. Because I knew how to influence the spirit through music. You feel me?
Good.
So now I go on the other side. I still know how to do that.
Influence people.
I know how to influence
through
the
music.
Spirit through music. Now I just have a different type of influence. So yes, it is all tied together, man. There is a deeper meaning. There is a deeper, if you choose to allow yourself to believe it, it all works together, man. Like, what do you expect?
With that being said, though, you know, and that's the whole point. I think that's the basis of what we're trying to get at. You have to get more people in the music industry now to understand that consciousness. Even though if you're gonna sell your soul, and you're gonna sell it for the devil for foolishness, as in far as in rap, for my opinion, sell your soul for what you believe in and what's really right. Go out there, be Trey 3000. Okay, I might spit it to you in a way that you think I'm saying what you want to hear, but you really don't realize I just dropped a jewel on you. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times he do that. The man is going, I do, right? What as long as I do. But I did it in the chorus for you. He don't know. At the end, half of the people think, ooh, that's tight what he said. Don't even realize what he thinks.
Yeah.
Don't even realize that the whole gist of what he's saying is, if we keep up this same format we going, I'm going to go in the club, get a girl, and just like you, and in the light years, we're going to call her light year 22. So what he basically said is, you just going to keep evolving into the same thing we see. A lot of people don't get that. They think, oh, that's tight. You know what I'm saying? They ain't catching the messages. But he sees it. Regardless, I caught it. Somebody caught it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the point. Yeah, you might not catch the masses, but if we get enough of them back in the game, man, if I could sing, if I could rap, and I can get me a deal, I'm all in.
What my question is, why do we have to disguise right truth? Why do we got to disguise it?
Because it depends on who the receiver is. If I can't come to you direct, if my means of getting through to you is indirectly and it works, so be it. I got to win some kind of way.
You got
to
think about it,
yeah.
Too, also, not to cut you off, Dad. Bro. You know, directly saying... Know what they should say?
Ain't nobody listen.
Nobody's gonna come on.
You just did.
I'm not gonna say nobody's gonna listen to it, but you know, we want to talk about people, you know, selling their soul. You know, that to me, we're going down the lines of talking about Illuminati and all that
kind
of stuff, and I don't know if we got the time to get into all of that. But you know, what I'm saying is,
he looked at his wife like we got all the time.
But what I'm saying is, okay, so if the powers that be feel like the means of them making profit is for us to get what is hot right now,
mm-hmm.
which is talking about clubs and clothes and cars and you know, drug games and game and getting locked up and all that kind of stuff. If all that kind of stuff is being glorified in today's society, then of course that's the type of music I want to try to push to the masses because it's on sale.
Well, wait though. If we're talking about the power of that beat,
Illuminati,
you don't need my money for music because you already sitting in a position of power.
What is power? Power is control over something, basically, let's say.
Nah.
And people with power, what do they want more than anything else?
More power.
More power.
Okay, so it ain't about money.
It's
what I'm trying to get.
Now,
if you talked about the powers that be, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, okay, why would they push this type of music? Why would they push something that keeps me from thinking?
Control.
Or that keeps me from thinking the wrong way. Keeps me thinking the wrong way, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
It's the control, and it's not the control of my money. You want the control of my
mind.
Illuminati. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm saying it.
You want the control of my mind, and why? Now, that's the next question. What is it that you want my mind to believe, and why?
What I want you to believe.
Yeah.
Because then I control you.
Yeah.
Mm, so then there's an agenda somewhere.
Of course. As far as I'm concerned, when your goal is power, then yes, definitely that is your agenda.
Hmm.
If Ronnie, I have control over you, then I have the power.
Ronnie Sumter commented on our Facebook page when
mm-hmm.
we talked about what happened to conscious hip hop. He says, "Get not unconscious by foolish rap these days." Mm-hmm. He also says everything is consumer driven. People don't want to hear it because it's not telling them to kill, rob, steal or disrespect one. Thanks a lot, Ronnie.
Good looking, Sump.
Appreciate
that. Good feedback. And I think that's to your point, Gunji.
Yeah, but we gotta look deeper, though. We gotta keep going. You can't stop there. You know what I mean? Because it ain't on a surface level. Nothing these people do is surface level. And I'm saying these people because it is.
As long as you're looking on the surface, then they got you for it.
They got you.
Yeah.
They
just
got
stay
you.
On the surface. So that's why I go back to, why do we have to hide our message in? No, I'm going to say it on the surface.
Mm.
I'm going to say it on the surface, and this is what I'm about on the surface. This is what I'm about underneath the surface. I ain't hiding it.
You're going to struggle to get in the rap game.
Yeah, that's the point.
You're going to struggle to get in the rap game. You ain't
going to
never get
it. Because like you keep saying, it's day. Do like Kanye. Get in the game the way they want you to, and then just go talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, it's like a job interview.
Yeah, you know,
I look at it like a job
interview.
I'm big enough now, I don't need you. You go into a job interview, you selling yourself. You're going to tell that employer what they want to hear in order to get this job. Once you win that job, then all your bad habits come out.
Think about how many people we have in black music that have made it to be at a level of success where they can start their own label. They can do their own production. They can do their own distribution. They can do their own everything when it comes to music. So if we as a whole had the right mindset, how could the powers that be influence us?
See, what that goes back to the question you posed earlier, too. If you let somebody influence you, and that's basically what you're saying, we're being led to believe we have to do what they say and we don't.
Exactly.
We really don't. And I got to throw this out there, disclaimer, because to Kanye credit, he did come in conscious. Because if you go back and listen to
College Dropout,
he came out with it was commercial enough that it let him in. You know what I'm saying? It was commercial enough that it let him in. You could almost say now he's conscious inside himself, which is another boundary. He can do what he want to do. I can do what I want. But I just don't know what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? And maybe if I sat down with him, he can get me to see, and I'm willing to do that because I'm willing to share with him how I feel, and that's by being open. That's what we're all about, but that's just my point. I need to go off on the thing.
No, I feel you. I'm going to go to the two biggest people that we've seen fall directly related to this music business. Disappear. One, I believe, was killed. Or disappeared, however he disappeared, because of the message.
Mm-hmm.
Another, I feel, disappeared because of the agenda. Let's say it like this. Pop was one that came straight with whatever he thought, whatever he believed. I ain't giving you no hidden message. I'm telling you what I think. And I don't care what you feel about it.
True.
When you have a group of people who are trying, who have an agenda, and who don't want a person to be this way, and yet this person is this way, and there ain't nothing I can do to change them, what option do I have? Okay, now, nobody wants to say it. Okay, this person, it happens to, but I know that there was another person that this person was in a struggle with, a conflict with.
Mm-hmm.
I can kill two birds with one stone and make it look like my hand's clean.
Oh, boy. Not that conspiracy.
If we're talking about agendas,
but
if we're talking
sense,
about all that.
It makes sense. And we always talk about this. If I can throw something out to you and you can't dispute it or give me a reason for why it can't be, I have to visit it and understand it might be superfluous. You know what I'm saying? And that point you're making is true, because I really can't sit and say it makes total sense. The agenda seems accurate. And from what you and from looking at the standpoint, we don't know who killed either one of them to this day.
We don't.
We're going Biggie and Pop. You know what I'm saying? How you don't know? You know what I mean? We one of the most powerful. We are the powerfulest nation, if things still the same, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we can find out everything else. We knew a plane. No, I ain't gonna go there.
Man, why you keep playing your tongue?
Okay, I go there. We knew a plane was finna hit the White House. It never made it. But we didn't know a plane was going to hit two towers sit way taller than the White House. But they made it.
In New York City.
In New York City. One of the most populated places ever and the most busiest. Now, and the one that was going towards the Pentagon, I'm going to throw another conspiracy out there. They say the passengers took it down.
Hmm.
It's reports out there that it was shot down. Just like the one that was going to the White House.
Hmm. Okay, and along those lines, okay, even if you didn't see the first one in New York, after the first one hit and everybody's eyes is on New York, how you let the second one
get New York?
Come on, man. Let's think logically, man. Stop believing. Again, Michael Mann told you.
You go east and west.
Think for yourself, man. Stop believing. They going to tell you what they want you to hear. It's up to you to believe it or search for the truth. And that's with anything. That's top to bottom.
Yeah, that's across the board. That's totally across the board. Totally across the board. And we're not saying that these things actually happened or they didn't happen. We just to be this.
Consider it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't shut it out, but because it wasn't reported in the news, then that's some left thinking. I mean, you're thinking way outside. No, I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking, not believing everything that's reported.
The news has an agenda, too.
Yeah.
They controlled by them saying.
They go, damn, yeah, I don't know where the night going to show up. But they keep showing up, and they is shining like daylight.
Yeah.
And to get back to your point, you didn't give me that second. You said Pop was the first one. Who the second?
Biggie. Who
the
second?
My bad. I thought you was going somewhere else.
Who you thought I was going?
I thought you was talking about Lauryn Hill. How she disappeared off the scene. A lot of people don't know the in-depth and all that. You know what? And I think we might have that clip of that song, I'm Out. What is it?
I Get Out.
Do we have it?
Play it.
Yeah, play that. We're going to play that. Here you go, viewers. We'll give you a little insight into what we're talking about.
Boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how
me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything was gold and gold, that's how I choose to live. Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, that's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises, blinding me through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Oh, I want out of self-supported. So is my condition. Oh, is the reason I must change. See, what you see is what you get. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. Don't change the truth, and your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box, psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system, I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done, and just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you said, keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life as sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure? Where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory. Just get out.
I think everybody in here felt that.
Yeah.
We just talked about how music
okay. All right.
feeds the spirit.
Okay.
This lady was so caught up in what she was saying, she had to stop in the middle of the song. She cried.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen the video, but she started crying. Like, after this, we haven't seen her. I think I've seen her one time on a reunion.
Fuji reunion.
But after this, they made it seem that there were stories and reports that she had gone crazy.
Yeah.
And all of this and all of that. And I'm going to say one more, like Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to him, like the man said, he said, before I signed a $50 million deal, I did the show. I did my sketch show, and it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say easy, but I didn't disappear. I signed a $50 million contract to do what I've already been doing. And then I have to leave and go to Africa. Think about that. If any time you're going to leave is before you arrive.
Yeah.
Maybe I got into something and didn't realize what I was getting myself into. And the only out was to leave. This lady just said, get out.
Get out.
I'm going to get out. And I advise you to get out. Get out of what?
Mm-hmm.
What did she know that don't nobody else know? That ain't nobody else talking about. And then after saying it, you disappear. Now, the people that was in the group with you, or at least one of them, he was on the same conscious thing you was on before this point. Now, let me go ahead.
Go ahead.
We both making the same type of music in the same group. We both come to this crossroad. I said, I'm going to get out. We ain't hear nothing from him, but his style changed. He got more commercial and more this and more that. Career elevated a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, didn't he run for president of Haiti?
Like, 2 + 2 going to equal 4. If you wanted to. You can try to make it equal something else, but it's 4 all day long. We just don't take what's in front of you and look. Open your eyes. See, man, this thing is bigger than you.
Do the math for yourself.
Do the math.
Yeah,
there
it is.
Do the math.
What your teachers used to say, show your work. Let me see your work. Do that. Do the
yeah.
math right there. Let me
yeah.
see.
3 + 1 = 4.
Yeah, what we were saying, as I remember, man, well, a wise man telling me,
yeah.
I can give you the numbers,
but
I can't make you do the math, though. And what he's saying, basically, is I can put all the evidence, I can put everything right there in front of you, but I can't control what you believe.
I feel you.
That's deep, man.
I totally feel you. I felt Lauryn Hill on that. I also feel and understand the sacrifice she was making in that song. That's why the emotion came out. That's why you heard that. That's why... It almost seems like, well, it doesn't seem like it. For me, she was coming from a soul. It was like a like when you hear Anthony Hamilton, you know what I'm saying? It's like a wrench that's in their soul that comes out. Her tone was sometimes off key, but you could feel where she was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the greatest, you know,
vocal
performance.
But it don't matter.
Yeah. You felt it. You felt, and like you said, she didn't have no music. She was playing acoustic guitar, and that's all that was. Lie.
Everybody, I ain't gonna say everybody, most people who have stood up against the machine,
yeah,
has disappeared either through death or we just don't know their career somehow magically just disintegrated. Everybody.
It's deep, too.
And it ain't even got to be in music. Why would you kill Martin Luther King? Why would you kill Malcolm X? Why would you kill, you know what I'm saying, some of these people who, they ain't causing you no harm for artists.
And to that point, they revere it today. But in their own day, it was a conflict.
Yeah.
And like we always say, if everybody else would approach that conflict with an open mind, a lot of more minds would have been open back then. And we wouldn't be sitting here today with the same issues. Man, my first love, music, everything I took you through on there, the reason why that music still resonates today, because it's life. It's still relevant today. It's still relevant. Music is life. Good music to me, and it's just my personal opinion. This is personal, you know, my personal point. Good music to me is life. Write about what I can relate to. Write about what makes me feel good. I feel what you're saying.
Or you don't even have to write about what I feel.
Yeah.
Write about what you believe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
How
I feel.
Exactly.
Related. Exactly.
Related
exactly.
To what
great
I'm
point.
On. To your question, though, why would you kill Malcolm X or why would you kill Martin Luther King? Not necessarily saying that they had physical power or something like that. Yeah, I believe it was their influence. They had the power to influence the masses.
Definitely. And we can even go JFK.
JFK, people, anybody like that, that is going to threaten the machine, as we're
going
to call it.
Because they're going against
it. Because they're going against the machine.
Check this out. I read a story. I read a study. And at the end of the study, when they did the autopsy on Malcolm X, whatever, we all saw the movie. And I'm assuming, because I wasn't there, that the movie was pretty close to what happened. We saw the smoke bomb go out. We saw these dudes come. Malcolm X was standing on the stage,
mm-hmm.
right? These dudes shooting up at Malcolm X. The bullet wounds in his body were downward.
Should have not had down.
But then in the movie also,
they
came up. Once they shot him and he fell, then they come up on him and shoot down at him.
You might be right. You could be right. But I'm still saying, I'm on this right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had this agenda against this man, and you know this man is powerful, he has influence. I've seen a man turn, I don't know how many people around with a finger.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You mean literally.
One finger.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Do I really believe that the people that follow him are going to turn on him?
Mm. If that's what the powers be want you to believe.
I ain't believe that. I ain't believe it.
Because you're going to find your own information.
I'm not believing that. So I ain't believing that. For you, for just those couple of people to be able to carry out that agenda, I don't believe it. Now, you might have had some influence on it, but I don't, call me crazy. I take it. You're going to call me crazy anyway. But I'm going to earn my crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to earn that.
Yeah. Definitely. We coming down to that point, boys, where we hate to see, here go maybe unconscious or conscious rapper Lil Wayne say he love to see her go. Hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave. We at that point, boys, in the show where we love doing this. We love doing this. I know when I'm saying this, I'm saying this from my own mouth, but I'm speaking for all of us, all four of us in this room, including our engineer, Anthony Thomas, me, Bone, Corey. We love doing this, man. This is what it's about for us right now. This is our purpose. And I've stated it in blogs, and I state to you personally, if I see you, walking in your purpose is heavenly. So why not do that? Live here, live on earth in heaven. So when you go there, hey, it only gets better. You know what I mean? It only gets better. I want to point out, too, because I know a lot of people probably trying to figure out why the topic of the show was how do you like your gumbo? And that was mostly because we had a bunch of ingredients today, and they were spicy, and we was coming at you. We didn't get to all of them, but we're definitely going to bring them back on the next show. I don't know what I'm going to name or what we're going to name that one. I don't know if it's going to be how you like the gumbo or how. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever it be. Just know this much. When we come back next week, we come back with them topics and your thoughts and some more, man. Your boys, y'all got some closing words, man?
I'll go ahead and take it. Love the show as usual. Like you said, homeboy, we'll love they got to some of them other topics, but like usual, once we get rolling on something, we never know where it's going to take us. So, good show. A lot of insight. I learned a lot. I hope we was able to pass some of that on to our listeners, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. Hopefully it invoked some type of thought in your head, and that's what we all about. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the time spent with my brothers in arms, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'm going to end this off with something that we used to listen to fairly often. And we'll see if y'all boys remember this because ever since we started talking about music, it kind of came up. And I'm going to see if you remember. I ain't going to do it all because I don't remember it all, but I'm going to do what I remember.
Yeah, do what you remember.
As individuals and as a people, we are at war. But the majority on my side got their eyes open wide and still don't recognize what we're fighting for. I guess that's what I'm writing for, to try to shed some light. But we in the darkness so long and don't know right from wrong, y'all scared to come near. You ignore the voice in your head when you hear. The enemy is after your spirit, but you think it's all in your mind. You'll find a lot of reason why we behind us because the system is designed to keep our third eyes blind. But but not blind in the sense that your other two eyes can't see.
Come on.
You just end up investing quality time in places you don't even need to be. We don't even know who we are, but the answer ain't far. Matter of fact, it's right up under our nose, but the system taught us to keep that book closed. I get with y'all next week, man.
With that being said, lock your doors, open your heart to the Lord. The heart, but it's fair. One love, JWJ. Dad out.
There's a fine line, but baby, I'm on it.
There's a fine line between love and hate. See, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. Ain't way too late, but baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think to see, and that's liberation, and baby, I want it. Can't worry about what another nigga think, now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Wait. From the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lies never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tell between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen. Just by rapping, Libertad, 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 Libertad.